Jesus, Mary, and Joseph went to Jerusalem every year for the feast of Passover. I just read that in today's gospel. Now, there are many different reasons why people travel. Sometimes people travel for business, sometimes to visit relatives, sometimes simple tourism, or maybe research into different cultures, perhaps to see the beauty and the wonders of creation in different places. And then there's the case of travel to a sacred place, like the temple in Jerusalem, or in our times, like going to Rome or going to Manawa or some sacred shrine. This kind of journey is what we refer to as a pilgrimage. A pilgrimage is a sacred journey. It's a journey with God. It's a journey toward deeper relationship with God. It's a journey to fulfill a promise that we make to God or to discover His will. A sacred journey. Pilgrimages are common in all religions. So the trip that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph made to Jerusalem every year was their annual pilgrimage. And since today we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, a special feast which is always part of the Christmas season, it always comes between Christmas and New Year's Day, and we can reflect on family life as a kind of pilgrimage. Because a pilgrimage is also a symbol of the journey of life itself. Now, why have I brought up this topic of pilgrimages? Because we are on the threshold of the Jubilee year, 2025, and the theme of this year, this Jubilee year, is Pilgrims of Hope. Actually, the Jubilee year has already officially been opened by Pope Francis. He opened it on Christmas Eve, when he opened the holy door of St. Peter's, the big basilica in Rome. Maybe you saw pictures of that event. It was widely reported in the news. And there are several other holy doors in the big Roman basilicas. There's even a holy door in a prison in Rome. It was opened on Christmas Day. During the Jubilee year, over 30 million pilgrims are expected to visit the Eternal City, Rome. But the Pope knows that most people can't go to Rome or won't go to Rome, so he decreed that in every diocese there should be a solemn opening of the Jubilee year. And it should take place today, December 29. That's why I'm talking about this, because today is officially in this diocese and in all the dioceses of the world outside of Rome, today is the beginning of the Jubilee year 2025. So it's not yet New Year's Day, but it's already the Jubilee year. And here in Carignace, the official opening of the Jubilee year actually took place yesterday evening. The opening ceremony was at St. Joseph Bamboo Organ Parish. And then there was a procession, you could say a pilgrimage, from St. Joseph Bamboo Organ Church to the cathedral, St. Andrew Cathedral in Huerte, Carignace. And then they celebrated the vigil mass of this feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and the one officiating at the mass was our bishop, Bishop Mercado. So the Jubilee has officially begun. And it's connected with today's feast. That's why I think we can reflect on family life as a kind of pilgrimage. But the first point to make about a family life on this day is to note that when God entered the world as one of us, He chose to enter into a family. Just like all of us. We had no choice about how we came into the world. I mean, it was given to us. Our father, our mother were chosen for us, and our family circumstances were chosen for us. But Jesus chose His own parents. Jesus chose to live in a home established by the marriage of a man and a woman, Joseph and Mary. We take it for granted. Of course, He was born in the Holy Family. We look at the creche, the Belen, and we said, well, of course, that's where Jesus was born, he was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. But this is actually quite a sign to us of God's love for marriage and family life. He shows us that this is his plan. This is God's plan. This is his blueprint for us, how we're to come into the world and how we're to grow in the world. Now, it's true that very often we don't follow his plan. Sometimes we can't, and sometimes we don't in our weakness and sin. I've mentioned this before, but in the Philippines, more children are born outside of marriage than inside. 58% of children in the Philippines are born outside of marriage. It's not their fault, it's not the children's fault, but it's evidence that there's a severe breakdown, a crisis of marriage and the family. And so many children are born into situations where they don't have security, where they don't have stability. It's a very weak foundation for family life. Excuse me. Still, even when we do our best, even when we uphold healthy and holy family life, there are many problems, many obstacles, many trials along the way. That's why I think it's valuable to reflect on this idea of family life as a pilgrimage. So let's reflect once again on Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family, and their family tradition of making this annual pilgrimage to Jerusalem. We can tell from the gospel account that this was a big event. I mean, for one thing, it took a long time. To walk from Nazareth to Jerusalem took at least 3 days, if not more, just one way. And then I don't know how long they stayed in the holy city, at least several days. And so we're talking about a pilgrimage that lasted more than a week. It's not easy to make long pilgrimages. A lot of trials and challenges come up. But we can see, if you want to reflect on their experience, they were not alone. The gospel mentions a caravan. And it says that when Joseph and Mary were looking for Jesus, they looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. So we get the understanding that this is a large group. In fact, it's a large enough group that it wasn't immediately obvious that Jesus wasn't even there. It took them a day to figure it out. So this reminds us that our families are not isolated units. We're not journeying alone. We're part of a bigger community. All of us are part of a bigger community. We journey with other families. We journey with the family of the church. That's part of our pilgrimage. Well, what happened was that they got separated. Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem. Joseph and Mary left with the caravan. And their pilgrimage became, without any fault on anyone's part, there was no sin, it became a journey of sadness, a journey of loss, a journey of fear, anxiety, misunderstanding. And these are part of the journey of every family, including the church, including the family of God. I know we can get the impression sometimes that from advertising and from social media that there's such a thing as perfect family life. Perfect, happy, healthy, always smiling, always well-dressed, always perfectly groomed hair, makeup, always plenty of good food, no problems. Sometimes we might even get that impression from holy cards or statues of the Holy Family. They always look perfect. But no, that's not normal family life. That's not even real. It wasn't even the experience of Joseph and Mary and Jesus. The real experience of every family is one of joys and sorrows, ups and downs. And we experience them together in the setting of the larger community. Well, what can we learn from the Holy Family? So many things. We can't go into everything, but so many simple, practical things we can learn if we ponder this event. We know that Mary pondered this in her heart, this whole experience. One of the things we learn is just keep going. Keep searching for loved ones. Keep searching for God. Keep trying to work out problems. Respect one another. Be grateful for one another. Keep up the communication with one another. And when there are misunderstandings, as always happens, even with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, talk them out. When they finally found Jesus, what does Mary say to him? Son, why did you do this to us? Why did you do this to us? Very straight. She shares openly how she feels. Your father and I have been searching for you with great anxiety. Without judgment, without shame, simple, direct, open communication. It does marvels for family life. But even when we do that, there's no guarantee that we will still understand each other. Yes, we'll make progress. We can work things out, but we don't always understand each other. Joseph and Mary didn't even understand Jesus' answer to them. It's right here in the gospel. Okay, one final lesson we learned from this passage, and it's important for our pilgrimage, and that is that the ultimate criterion for all our decisions and all our actions is the will of God. To do the will of God, not live up to the expectations of our family, of our parents, of our culture, of the society. No, the standard is the will of God. Jesus acts according to the will of the Father. Did you not know I must be in my Father's house, he says. This is what the Father wants me to do now. So live up to the will of God, not the demands of the clan. Part of the will of the Father, though, for Jesus, was to remain hidden in Nazareth for 18 more years. Yes, he was obedient to Joseph and Mary. And this is all part of life, part of what we consider ordinary day-to-day life. This is how we grow together, how we grow holy in the pilgrimage of family life, the sacred journey which we make together, seeking to progress day after day, ordinary life. Even if we don't physically go anywhere, we are all still on pilgrimage. Pilgrimage through time, pilgrimage to the house of the Father. So let us ask the Holy Family to not only show us, but to also intercede for us as we make our pilgrimage together on this Feast of the Holy Family.